The Work in Southern California, Ms. 308. Southern California is a field that should depend more than it has upon its own resources. It should have more facilities and should not be cramped as it has been in some respects. Southern California is a missionary field, a large part of which has received but little missionary effort. Henceforth, it should receive more attention. The various lines of work that can be carried on should be diligently studied, and the advantages of such cities as Redlands and Riverside, and the need of putting forth decided effort for them, faithfully investigated. Los Angeles demands constant labor because of its changing population. San Bernardino calls for earnest missionary effort. The work for all these places needs to be done by those who can adapt themselves to the needs of the field. In our work, we miss the labors of Elder Simpson, but we must not leave the work undone because some of the faithful workers fall by the way. In Loma Linda, we have an advantageous center for the carrying on of various missionary enterprises. We can see that it was in the providence of God that this sanitarium was placed in the possession of our people. We should appreciate Loma Linda as a place which the Lord foresaw we should need, and which He gave. The cities in the San Bernardino Valley were presented before me as places where the truth should go with power. The small printing press that Brother Kellogg has furnished should prove a blessing to the work in that part of the field, by printing publications that will be needed for the furtherance of the work in the Southern California cities. Our publications must now be greatly multiplied. Papers and leaflets containing the best discourses preached by our ministers are to be published and scattered widely throughout the regions where meetings are being held. It was the Lord who placed in our possession the sanitariums at Loma Linda, Glendale, and Paradise Valley. We have been indolent in regard to our duty to Southern California. The many tourists who visit the cities in this conference should be given opportunity to hear the truth for this time. Let us do all in our power to enlighten the people in this large field. It is the privilege of every believer to let the light shine forth. We are drawing near to the close of this earth's history. We have not one hour to devote to needless matters. Our ministers in the Southern California Conference should now devote their best efforts to proclaiming the message of truth in all these large resorts. The Lord will impart His grace to all who will work in Christ's lines, and hope and faith will strengthen as the workers for God put their trust in Him. Signed, Ellen G. White.